Hey, this is Adam Richman from Food Network UK, and you are feasting your ears on the Hotspur podcast. Come on, you Spurs.
Yeah, well, welcome to a brand new Hotspurs podcast. It is Tuesday, the 9th of February, 2016. I am Steve in Leon C in Essex. We've got Colin in Northern Ireland. How are you doing, Cole?
I don't know, mate. What? I'm in shock.
Right.
I don't know how to behave. I don't know how to react.
Well, calm yourself down because you've got a lot of talking to do.
Trying to.
Yeah, I do too much talking on this podcast.
People
point out all the time. So it's now your turn to fill in the listeners to what's going on at the Tottenham Hotspur Football Club.
The people want to hear the real voice, you know.
Well, you know, you are the talent, as we always say. great. All right, then. Well, look, we get straight into Twitter and Facebook. We sent out a question. Any questions for tonight? I looked at how many questions Fighting Cock got. They got about 65 to 100 questions they get every week. We always have one or two, so good competition there. Davey Elder, is he a friend of yours? You know Davey Elder?
Yeah, the Spurs port, top man.
Of course he is, yeah.
Yeah, top man.
Yeah, I know. I know him. Are we daring to believe that we can actually do this? That's question number one. Lee Moore, as a Spurs fan for 40 plus years, I'm not used to a title running. Therefore, I just don't know how to behave or what to think. Can we do it? Oh, he's like you, Cole. Can we do it? Or I just don't know. My question is, am I alone in this thinking? We've also got a question, two questions for, well, one question for Bryce Eddy. Opinions on how Bentaleb and Mason fit into our team in the near future, distant future. Looking ahead to the summer, any other suggestions on strikers? Oh, the striker debate goes on and on and on. We might save that one. But certainly Mason and Bentaleb are going to come into the discussion tonight. What me and Cole thought we'd do is just one simple question. Where now? Where to now? What's going to happen? Are we going to win the league? Do we want Europa? Is the FA Cup, you know, the thing that we want? What's more important? Blah, 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 blah. And I'm going to give Cole, as I always do, first go at it. And then I'm going to play devil's advocate and say the exact opposite and annoy everybody. Right, off you go.
Well, what is that question? Are we going to do it? That's what everybody's asking. It's a bit like Lee said there. It's so, and that's what I said at the start. I just don't know how to feel, Steve. It's the strangest feeling and situation to be in. You know, in my heart of hearts, I don't think we will. But, you know, I think it's at that stage now of the season where I think we've actually got to believe. And I sort of said to myself the other day, you know what? I am going to believe. I'm really going to, you know, believe that we're in a title challenge. And that's what we're going to be doing from now to the end of the season. And I think that's the way we have to look at it. I was still my usual self there on Sunday when Chelsea equalised against Man United. It was sort of like, you know, don't like supporting Chelsea, obviously, but, you know, get in. That keeps United, you know, 7 or 8 points, you know, below us. And that was my first initial reaction. But, you know, the more I sort of think about it is, you know, I think the way we're playing and the way things are going, and we're not getting carried away, you know, because at the end of the day, we're Spurs fans and we know what it's like. But I think we do have to believe, and we've got to be confident getting into every game. This team is just producing. Like, if you give example Watford, and we'll chat about the game soon, you know, it was one of those games that, you know, they're the games that you can slip up. And even though people might look 1-0, I think a lot of people, including the Watford manager, come out and said it was actually the best performance nearly of the season. And people were patient, the crowd was patient, you know, and that goal came. So it's so surreal, Steve, isn't it? You know, I just don't know. But I think, look, we're in it. And, look, we get a result this week at Man City. And I think we'll believe even more.
Yeah. What did you think of the game against Watford? Did you see much of it?
Yeah, well, just my usual, obviously, the extended highlights on Sky. That even, you know, on the Football First, that you can watch about Nars. And I thought they were great.
Yeah.
You know, and the chances, and as usual, it always happens to us, Mr. Gomez, you know, he comes back and I know he's actually having a really good season for Watford, but like some of the saves, like even the one from Son, if you look at it, one of those ones that hits like the bottom, a bit like Schmeichel with the Leicester game, hit the bottom of his elbow and scooted over the bar. And, you know, you look at the chances, you know, Ben Davis had, and it was one of those games, you know, where if you'd have been watching it live, you'd have been thinking, is this goal going to come? But it was a great performance all round, Steve, and we never looked under any danger. I think they had one chance, you know, maybe towards the end. But no, it was great performance, great to see. Look, we've always debated about the fullbacks. Who do you start with? I think someone actually put it on our Facebook the other night. You know, does it really matter actually at the minute who he plays? You know, they're all on a par. They're all playing really, really well. And I think, you know, there's just a strength in the squad. If you even look at Fimmer, you know, obviously for Toggins being out injured now, we were thinking, right, Fimmer's coming in, you know, are they going to play Dar or will they give Fimmer a chance? You know, two clean sheets. You know, you can't ask for more, and he looks great, you know. So it's super stuff, Steve. It's just so hard to try and get your head around. But what is there, 13, 14 games left?
Well, we played 25, so obviously that's 13 games left in the league. Mm-hmm. We've got 35 games left to go in the Europa League. What is the Europa? I think it's about 10 to 12 games left in that.
Yeah.
And obviously you've got two games to get to Wembley in the FA Cup, if that's possible. Yeah. So, you know, it's looking good. I mean, with regards to the Watford game, I tweeted and I watched the whole game, obviously, and I just thought it was the best we've played all season. It was a joy to watch. Everybody played fantastically well. We had so many chances. And when Harry Kane, you know, he's our striker. So, you know, if you like, he should have put the ball in the back of the net a couple of times. So he's probably our worst player. You know, so our best player of the season, our best player, is the worst player on the pitch. By that, I mean, he was sort of an 8 out of 10 rather than his usual 9 or 10 out of 10. Then, you know, you've got to be doing all right, haven't you? I mean, everybody just was fantastic. The fullbacks bombing on. I mean, Ben Davis, what a revelation. I mean, Ben Davis almost, you know, they're all having a word with themselves, Cole. They're all thinking to themselves, right, you know, the competition is there. You know, Ben Talab's come back. Mason's coming back. The two fullbacks are thinking, if I don't, you know, push. And Ben Davis, I think he's thinking to himself, right, well, you know what? I'm a pretty decent defender. Most people are saying I'm a better defender. But the only trouble is everyone's saying that Danny Rose is better going forward. So what does he do? He gets forward about five times in the first half. And is our best player. Fantastic. Second half, Trippier has a look at Ben Davis and goes, well, wait there. He's having a fantastic match. I've got Carl Walker sitting on the bench, licking his lips, thinking, well, I'm in against City. And thinks, well, no, actually, I'll step it up. I'll get in the box. And he ran 100 yards to score that goal. Yeah. I mean, absolutely brilliant by the lot of them. And Pochettino, who we don't really talk about very much on this podcast, because we're not sort of a hate the manager, love the manager, hate the board, love the board type of podcast, are we? We're sort of just, you know, let's just get behind whoever it is. And we know that, you know, two defeats and it all changes. So with regards to Pochettino, you know, what he's managed to do is one through, you know, great, almost red nap, signings, just going, well, look, Rose needs competition, so therefore I'll buy Davis. Walker hasn't got any competition. He can be really lackadaisical, day school, so I'll buy a half-decent right-back. It's simple, isn't it? It's simple signings just to go, well, that worked with him, so let's try it with him. You know, brilliant. Looking at someone like Dyer, and like I said to you, I did say this to you last season. First time you see Dyer, you walk on a football pitch, actually live, you look at the size of the guy, you know, and even last year people were saying, you know, he started as a right back, didn't he? Because we had some injuries. Mm-hmm. And people were saying, oh, I'm not sure about him. And I just said, Cole, look at the size of the guy. If you're a left winger and you're up against Dyer, you will not be happy because he's an absolute beast. And, you know, he's been absolutely terrific for us as well. It's not rocket science, Cole. It really isn't. Yeah. The second, so I'll give Poch a load of credit for all that. He's looking at it going, well, that doesn't work. That isn't right. So we'll do this. The second reason, Cole, and it's the absolute opposite of what we've been saying for 25, 30 years, is that the injury situation is in our favour. Short-term injuries, if they happen, and by the way, I looked at a statistic the other day, we've had less injuries than Arsenal this season. Imagine that, right? All them bleating on about their injuries. We've had less than them this season. But we've actually, where we've had injuries, we've got players to come in and cover. Whereas before, one left back, you know, 10 strikers, and all the strikers stay fit, and the left back gets injured. You know, so we've balanced it out, haven't we? We've got that right. Striker wise, obviously, we've been very lucky. So it's all those things. It's combined to be a season which we've been waiting for so long. Cole, the other day I was looking at our squads from sort of the mid, the late 90s and the early 2000s, and our squads were good. They were really, really good. You know, when you look at, you know, Teddy Sheringham and Les Ferdinand, and you've got Robbie Keane sitting on the bench, I mean, who wouldn't have those three? But how often did that actually happen?
Yeah.
You know, people are comparing the Redknapp side to this side and saying, right, well, let's go with Lennon and Bale on the wings. Well, no, actually, how many times did Lennon and Bale actually play on the wings? Once, twice? Why? Because one of them was always injured. You know, so you cannot compare it because we always had injuries. And just one final thing, going back to that Redknapp season of two or three years ago, you know, we were flying, we were going great. But then what happened? Van der Vaart, Modric and Bale all got injured. And we went into the last, you know, in and out the side in that last sort of 10, 15 games. Didn't Charlie Austin crop her bail for the last six games of one particular season? You know, so we've got all that to come, Cole. We've got the last, you know, sort of 10 games to come where, you know, if we do get a major injury. But, you know, what happens? So Dyer goes over on his knee and he's a cropper. Who comes in? Bentaleb. Happy with that. As long as, you know, we've got the rest of the players. You know, and I think Dyer is key, by the way. I really do. But with the other players around him, you know, Bentaleb comes into that system and it works all right. Mason coming back. Maybe even play Mason in that defensive midfielder role. You know? Yeah. So we've got lots and lots of options, and that's what we haven't had in the past.
Yeah, no, totally agree. And it is a big, big part of it for this season. But, you know, that is one thing about, you know, the strength of the squad. And I think going forward, and look, I put it out on the last show, and I know you've always sort of been the anti-Europa League man, but I know there's been a few questions on Twitter from other people as well. And, you know, obviously, I think it's next week the Europa League kicks off again.
Yeah.
So it is. I think it's next Thursday. Yeah. You know, the more and more I think about this now, I think it is, and it's going to be really interesting to see what Pochettino thinks, because we know that he always goes out with a strong squad. Well, I still think that he will.
The easiest thing to do, Cole, the easiest thing to do is do it practically. You know, there's so many sweeping statements that go on with football and anything in life, actually. But let's do it practically. Let's pick the team. So the Europa team, and I guarantee when we do this, Cole, we'll look at it and go, actually, that's a decent team, right? So yeah, you go with Vorm in goal, right? Mm-hmm. It doesn't really matter in terms of fitness. So you would go with Lloris because you go, well, he's not going to get injured unless he's extremely unlucky. So if you want to go with Lloris, you go with Lloris. If not, we know now that Vorm is half decent, but all right, go with Lloris if you want to be safe. Fullbacks, you rotate. That's fine. Whatever you want to
do.
Centre-backs, we're in a little bit more of a quandary now because we've got the Vertonghen's out. So Toby and Wimmer or Wimmer and Dyer. So you have a little bit of leeway there. Although I'm hearing that this Carter Vickers is awesome.
Okay.
So you've got an option there. Into midfield, Dyer and Mason straight away, picks itself.
Yeah.
If they're not going to play in the league game, bring them both in. Two of the best players in outside last year, in they come, right? Then you've got your options in the three. So the standard three, if you go with Ericsson, let's say Lamella, and who am I missing?
Son
was on the bench. Son and Chadley were on the bench. So Son and Chadley come in.
Yeah.
With Onoma.
Yeah.
Right? Or Son up front for Kane.
Yeah.
Son up front for Kane. Bring in Onoma. Bring in Chadley.
Yeah.
Who am I missing?
I know there's someone else. Oh, Dembele.
Well, Dembele normally plays with Dyer, doesn't it?
Yeah.
So you've got on the bench, right? If we go 1-0 down to Fiorentina, you've got your Dembele, you've got Eriksen, you've got Kane, you've got Lamella.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's right, you know, but that's what I'm saying. This is where it's going to be interesting, but I really hope this is what he does. I really do, because I think now that we're in this a title challenge, and we are, no matter what anybody says, we are right in the middle here to win this league this year, is that he has to then put this Europa League, you know, as the lowest of his priorities.
Mm.
And this is the time to play these guys. I think one good thing for us is we're away from home first. And what I hope that he does is that he goes with a team like that, which, as you've just said, is still very, very strong. We go out there and we get a good result. Say even a 1-0 defeat or a 2-1 or a 1-1. Then, you know, you can play that slightly stronger team at home.
Even if you make say five changes,
yeah,
you're still looking at if he makes five changes, say he keeps Eriksen in the side, keeps Dembele possibly, Dyer plays, keeps Lamella in. You know, if Lamella gets injured, you know, which we all don't want, but if he does, you've got Son to come in, you've got Chadley to come in.
Yeah,
none of these guys are letting us down, are they?
What way would you? You know, and I know we don't want to lose games because you obviously want to just keep this role going and going.
Yeah.
In your heart of hearts, in my heart of hearts, what if you go out of the Europa League, will you be relieved?
No.
Or will you be?
No.
Or will you be disappointed?
No, I don't think we need to think like that, Cole.
Yeah.
I think last year we look at it, and I kept banging on about Europa is ruining our season. We were going great guns in the Capital Cup, weren't we? The big debate was whether we play a full strength side away to Fiorentina 3 days from a cup final against Chelsea. I mean, I just couldn't get my head around it. You know, of course you don't. You we're in a cup final, and people said that the cup final ruined our season. Well, how does a cup final ruin your season? It's just bizarre. Whereas the last 32 of a competition, which nobody actually gives a monkey's about apart from Spurs fans, you know, you've got no bragging rights going in the next day and saying, we won the Europa Cup. You know, you get laughed at. You win the Capital Cup, all your Chelsea mates there, you know, and in the end, what we did was we went out of both. And we went out the FA Cup to Leicester at home.
Yeah.
So, you know, but this season, it's different. So this season things are different. So we have managed to manage the Europa game and the league game. I don't know how, but we've managed to do it through rotation or whatever it is. So it's like I say, Cole, you can change your mind on these things. It's not a problem.
Yeah.
It's not a problem.
Yeah.
You just need evidence. That's all I require. Evidence.
Yeah.
So I can't have all this sweeping statements. Oh, Europa's no good. Or whatever. Well, why? What's your reasons? And if as long as you've got your reasons, then I'll agree or disagree. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, it's going to be an interesting few weeks coming up. But you know, it's just the run is just so good, Steve, isn't it? You know what? I don't know about you, but I'm just walking about sort of on cloud nine at the minute, and sort of still having to pinch myself and still try and believe, you know, that this is going on. But I think it is funny. I don't know if you've seen Match of the Day too.
No.
On Sunday night, they had a guy, I forget his name, and it was, they do it each week, you know, about your club, and it was a Spurs guy, and he was you know, obviously being interviewed before the game and showed him in the stadium and things, you know. And, you know, and one of the things I think he came out and said was, you know, we're Spurs fans, you know, we just can't believe this sort of stuff, you know, is going on.
Yeah.
You know, so and it was so true just the way that he worded it. But look, it's great, and say, you know, what another massive week coming up for us here. You know, and it's amazing, isn't it, how the games have fallen, you know, with Leicester away to Arsenal and Spurs. You know, many times, and you always wondered, Sky always knew what they were doing. You know, you'd always had your Super Sunday where it was Chelsea against Man United,
yeah,
and then Arsenal against Liverpool, or, you know, it was always that top four, or Arsenal, Man City or whatever. And, you know, this week it's actually happened with the top four. And it's just going to be a brilliant, you know, we'll be sitting there obviously watching the Arsenal-Leicester game, which is on early kickoff.
Yeah.
Then you've Liverpool Villa, and then our one. And do you know what? I feel good about it. I feel,
yeah,
looking forward to the game, and I think that's the difference. You know, where you see these games to come, you say, oh, why do we have City coming up? But look, we've got to play. Look, with City,
I mean, there's,
you know,
there's, we're
we've
only,
got to play
we're
Chelsea.
Only, we're only, yeah, just over halfway through the season,
yeah,
Cole.
That's it.
It was funny, about 3 weeks ago, people were saying, well, they've still got to go here, they've still got to play them. It's like, yes, because we're halfway through the season. Of course,
yeah,
we've still got to play them.
Yeah.
You know, everyone's got to play everyone virtually.
Yeah.
You know, we're only 25 games in. You know, you look at Liverpool, was it last year, the year before, and they had this crazy motto, it was rubbish, wasn't it? You know, keep going. No, what was it? It was, we move on or something.
Yeah,
they had it in their training
Gerrard
ground, didn't they?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And then I think they lost their last two or three. So we're not even close, Cole, to the end of the season.
Yeah.
You know, we're just going to February. Three and a half months to go, mate. You know,
and I do think, one thing we all need to remember this weekend, if the result doesn't go our way,
yeah,
you know, we're still well in there. And
yeah,
I think that's a great thing to have.
Absolutely, a great thing to have. Remember, I mean, last few seasons going back, you know, we beat Arsenal at home, you know, to go 7-8 points clear. And that was in mid-March. And they'd still catch us up. You know, so you know, we're a long way from the end of it all, and you know, but everyone wants the season to speed up and get to the end. And you know, what's great is that we can't wait till the next game. And it's the same when you're losing as well, because you can't wait for the next game. But honestly, they're playing so well, and you see the camaraderie between the players, which is looking great. And
Dele Alli again with him, you know, he came on Saturday and changed the game again, in my opinion.
He didn't change the game, Cole.
He did that pass, Steve.
Well, he did. It was a brilliant pass, but he didn't change the game. We peppered them.
I know we did. But just that bit of quality, you know, he just seems to be, he just oozes that bit of class, doesn't he?
He did, but we were...
Same against Norwich as well, you know.
We were so far,
you know,
we weren't
the same team in the second half without him. You know, when he went off, I know we were with a couple of goals up, which probably changes probably the pattern of play for the second half as well. But he's just—I just love this kid. I think he's fantastic.
But I think we can cope without him.
Yeah, yeah. Look,
I think we'll be all right.
I wouldn't disagree with it. But
a lot of,
you know,
good players.
He's a quality player to have there. You know,
what's Mason going to do when he comes? If he has to come back in the team, he is going to absolutely try his, you know, his best, isn't he?
Yeah.
He's really going to go for it, and that's what's great about it. They all want to be a part of it.
Yeah,
I think that's a big thing we talked about. You know what it is, Cole? We haven't got, you know, and the best example is a Paulinho, who you know, 3 or 4 years ago, we send a representative out to Corinthians, and you can almost see he's talking to the Paulinho and his representatives, trying desperately to sell the club to him. Oh, this is Tottenham. This is what we do. This is our traditions. Please come to... And Paulinho, what's he thinking in his head? Well, I've never heard of you, but if I do go to England and I get all this money, then maybe one day I'll move on to Man United. Oh, yeah. All right, then. Where do I sign? You know? Whereas you get a kid like Dele Alli and you go, right, do you want to play for us or not? You know, we're Tottenham Hotspur. You're playing for MK Dons. And he's thinking, right, yes, please. You know,
and that's
what we're talking about these days.
Yeah.
We're talking about players that you go, listen, this is us. Fancy it? You know, we don't have to push the boat out to try and, you know, and if they don't play well, they're out. They, you know, Andy Townsend, you know, not a particular fan favourite, but makes one mistake from what we can see, and he's out.
Yeah.
You know, that's the way they're doing it.
You said Andy Townsend there, did you?
Who did I mean? Andros.
Andros.
I call him Andy.
All right, that's right. You're good mates with him, aren't you?
Yeah.
You'll have your black and white top on soon. You'll be on that Newcastle podcast.
Anyway, Kieran Dyer in the midfield is playing great, isn't he?
Yeah. But look, I think another thing about this game on Sunday, now just reading between the lines with City, you know, I think another good thing for us is obviously what's happening with them on their manager front. And funny, I was speaking to a guy about this yesterday, and I think the big thing, and he's a Man City fan, I think the difference is, and his example to me was a bit like Spurs under Harry Redknapp.
Yeah.
Whenever everything started to happen with the papers and the England job, and
yeah.
You know, that was around about what, Christmas, January, February time as well?
Yeah, February. And it all started in February.
Yeah.
And he won the first game because on the same day,
I
looked this up, and the very same day that he got out of court, and it was fine, he got the England manager got the sack. Very same day.
Yeah.
Or he left.
That's right.
Won the game. That was on the Friday. Won the game on the Saturday.
Yeah, 5-1 Newcastle.
From then on, and people have told me this, he wasn't going to training. Mm-hmm. He thought he had the England job. He was phoning people, saying, he fancy joining me for England. Van der Vaart apparently was a big one that was spilling the beans, saying, you know, he's not around. There was a story about him saying, you know, we need to work on our corners. And he just said, oh, don't worry about it. just wasn't bothering. Then they gave the job to Roy Hodgson. And didn't we win the last four games after that?
True. Yeah, panic stations.
So that middle 10 games, we got hardly anything, and then we won the last four.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. So I'm sort of hoping, you know, the way things are, you know, everything's not rosy there, and players and, you know, big names and all will be affected. Yeah. Will be affected by knowing that obviously that Pellegrini is not going to be their manager anymore.
Yeah.
So that's affecting. The other big thing is they are struggling at the back. Now, I know Company's on his way back, and I sort of thought to myself when I heard last week, oh, isn't it typical that Company's probably going to be back for the Spurs game? But what we need to remember is this guy's not going to be fully fit. So isn't it? I do think he is struggling, you know, with fitness. So that's been quite good. I think there's another bit of a rumour that Silva might be struggling as well.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's not a bad time, Steve, to be going to City, you know. So, it's a big, big, big game. And I think if we go out and perform, Leicester proved it as well. You know, you can sit sort of back against this team, hit them on the break. And I think we've got a massive opportunity to get a great result here.
Yeah. I mean, it's interesting to talk about managers. Right, okay. There was a bit of technical issues there, so if this is a bit sounds a bit weird, don't worry. Right, we'll push on, Cole. Yeah.
Yeah, no problem.
Okay. What I was going to say was, of course, with all this manager stuff going on with all the different clubs, you get people trying to put you off, you know, trying to muck things up for your club. And one of our best ones for that, obviously, is Neil Custis, who Louis van Gaal dug out, you know, for being an obnoxious idiot the other day. And, of course, he's awful. I think he's off Twitter now, actually. I know he blocked me, but I went searching for him to see if he'd unblocked me, but I couldn't find him at all. obviously, you know, his job working for the Sun is to, you know, we know what his job is, to wind people up. And obviously the back page was, you know, Poch wants the job and all this sort of stuff. And it said things like Man United chiefs have been in touch with Pochettino's representatives.
Yeah.
If the theme of this podcast is sweeping statements and, you know, no attention to detail and no practicality, just let's just say things off the top of our heads. You know, it's just an absolute farce the way that these people earn a living. And for me to dare to question him on whether or not he's going to knock down Dele Alli as soon as he makes one mistake, and he calls me rude and, you know, being horrible to him. You know, it's just these guys, it's their job. You know, so they're trying desperately to derail Spurs, to say things like Poch, this, that, and the other. You know, there's two trains of thought. First one is Pochettino. Obviously, everyone's loving him at the moment. Spurs are looking good. They've got apparently the best European, you know, facilities in Europe. And by the looks of it, they are terrific. You know, they really are. Hotspur Way looks fantastic. The ground is coming up a couple of years, which, you know, what manager wouldn't want to be there? It's in London. You've got some great players, young players, so it's not like they come to the end of their career. He's in charge of it all. He's getting praise everywhere. Does he jack it all in, go to Man United, you know, almost start again? Because he'll have to do that, because they really haven't got a team, have they? Got a lot of good players, I suppose, and got a lot of ageing players, and, you know, players that come and go, and then they're out of the side, and sometimes all right, sometimes not so good. You know, from our point of view as Spurs fans, you say, well, why would you go there? Can you play devil's advocate, Cole, and say why he would go there, or are you like, nope, can't see it at all? Well, you've got Man United, mates. What have they said?
Yeah, well, funny, I had one today actually said to me that, did you see the paper? We're getting your manager, and I just laughed at him, and I just said, no chance, absolutely no chance. And just what you said there about those things with him, you know, why would this guy want to leave? Yeah, look. We know he left Southampton. It was a different ball game.
Of course it is, yeah.
And no offence to Southampton, but you know, Tottenham Hotspur, and he knew it himself, were a massive club, and you know what he could achieve here.
Isn't there a comparison there, though, Kang? I don't mean to interrupt you, but
yeah.
Wouldn't United say, well, Southampton to Tottenham is the same as Tottenham to United?
Yeah, they probably would, some of them, but I think everybody knows what Spurs are. You know, what Tottenham are, and, you know, the history of the club. And, you know, it's hard for us because, say, we're diehards, we love the club, and we don't see anybody bigger than Tottenham.
Yeah.
But I just think with what's going on.
But the future,
you know,
the future, not just the history, Cole, the future, that's where it's all at, isn't it?
Exactly. With it, you know, as you said there, with the stadium and, you know, what's going on, and the players that we have, and bringing the youth through, and, you know, obviously there's money available at the club as well, where he will be able to strengthen over the next lot of years. So, no, but I think you're right. It's all paper talk. You know, there's nothing else for them to talk about. And they're just trying to upset or derail. But I think the good thing for us is, I don't think our manager takes any heed of this. Mm. And you know what? He's got a great excuse as well, where he can use the language barrier, which is really good, you know, because I think there was something he said there last week, you know, that something came across wrong, and he didn't mean it that way. And
yeah.
Do you remember in his press conference? You know, so that's a great excuse that he has. And I think if he's asked this in his next press conference, he'll be able to use, you know, he'll be able to say the right thing. So, no, look, I've got no worries on that aspect of it. I think he's fully committed, and he's there to do this job, you know.
Does say, okay, I fancy it. Well, you know, unless he takes 15 of our players, then, you know, the next guy that comes in, we're going to be all right, aren't we?
Yeah, that's it. You know, maybe we'll have Mourinho.
Yeah, look, you know, Mourinho is one bad season.
Yeah, the guy, I think that guy's clued on for the Man United job, Mourinho.
Yeah, and
that's how.
And by the way, if he does get that job, then I think we'll sort them out. You know, the big debates on other podcasts have been about, yeah, but there's no long-term future. There's no this. Listen, guys, you're young guys. Long-term future, long-term this, long-term that. I don't want long-term anymore, Cole. I'm not interested in building for 5 or 6 years' time. I want it now. I'm waiting.
Yeah.
Enough.
Yep. Yep, and
if we could get someone in that goes, you know what, I might not be here in 5 or 6 years, I might not build you a team for 2020, but we'll win the FA Cup this season. Yes, please.
Yeah. Well, look, everything's looking really bright for us. And, you know, just interesting to see what happens over this next couple of weeks. But look, we've got to remember where we are. You know, we're on a roll. Don't get a result this weekend, it's not the end of the world. But look, I'm more than confident, Steve, and I never always say that there's no reason we can't go to City and put out a result. A draw wouldn't be the end of the world either. Yeah. And do you know what? I honestly believe Leicester are going to beat Arsenal.
Yeah.
I just think with their counter-attacking football style,
yeah,
I think they will hit Arsenal with their pace, definitely.
And Arsenal can only play one way. They can only attack. They don't play any other way, do they?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, so it's going to be a big game. Big game. And it's nice that we're the last one as well. So, you know, we'll know where everything stands.
And the other thing about Arsenal is that Leicester know that they can now go in on two-footed tackles. And if... And because Wenger said that two-footed tackles now are okay. And if you get sent off them, it's harsh.
Yeah, that's it. Well, let's see what happens.
Arsenal said it back for me when I'm two-footed. And Arsene Wenger said if you'd have got sent off, it would have been harsh. So Leicester know that now. You know, all Leicester fans, you know, any Leicester fans listening to this, tell your players, let everybody know that going two-footed, not a problem. Wenger thinks it's okay. And it would be harsh. So, don't know, because I don't want you to go down to 10 men.
Yeah, definitely not. No, well, look, it's one of those ones that a draw would be a great result there, or... You know, we don't want to see Arsenal win, so you don't. But look, at the minute, we're in a title race. We're wanting to catch Leicester City. You know, an Arsenal win, and we beat Man City.
Yeah.
You know, won't be a bad thing either. So, it's interesting times.
I mean, you know, one final question then. Is there a priority of these, of the three, Europa, FA Cup, and Top Four? Or would you literally be happy if you got just one of... I mean, for me, Cole, sorry... Just one of those things would be great, right?
Yeah.
One of those things I'd be absolutely delighted with. Which one would you like the most?
Yeah, well, look, the way things are now, I want to win the league, Steve.
Yeah.
I want to win the league or at least finish in the top three. I think if we were to finish fourth now, I would be slightly disappointed, you know. But I think, you know, if we finish outside top three, I'll be disappointed. But I want to win the league, Steve. I never thought I'd say that there in my lifetime. But look, why not? Let's go for it. Let's enjoy it.
The league is priority.
Yeah.
Top three would be next.
Yeah.
Because we don't have the qualifying. For me, it's then the FA Cup.
Yeah.
Then it's top four.
Yeah.
Then it's Europa, but if Europa is all we get and we finish fifth and, you know, we go in the quarterfinals, would I be happy with that? I'm not sure. I want my trip to Wembley. I want to go to Wembley.
Yeah, I know. Well, it's interesting times on here, isn't it? Great to be a Spurs fan at the minute.
Super.
And here, if we do it, Steve, I'm booking a week to London. I'll be there for a whole week. People, and you might never see me again. And I'm going to walk about with a Spurs flag hanging out of the back of my neck for years.
Right, anyway. Brilliant.
Okay, well, I hope that last bit there was okay reception-wise. It hasn't been great on my end here, but hopefully it comes out nice and clear. And look, let's just keep this up, Steve. It's great stuff. And, you know, get 3 points at the weekend. Come on, you Spurs. Let's go for this.
Absolutely. All right, mate.
Okay, mate. See you soon. Cheers.
Come on, you Spurs.
Desperado, why don't you come to your senses? You've been out riding fences for so long now. Oh, you're a hard one, but I know that got your reasons. These things that are pleasing you can hurt you somehow. Don't you drive